Despite the nearly oppressive heat of the club, goosebumps suddenly pebbled my skin. It was an unfamiliar sensation, but the more primal part of my brain recognized the cause. I was being watched. I searched the darker corners of the room for the source of my discomfort. When my eyes locked with his for the first time, my awkward dancing faltered. His full lips curled up at the corners in a mocking smirk. The expression sharpened his defined masculine features to something a touch cruel. The gorgeous man was laughing at me. Embarrassed heat flooded my system, turning my pale skin an unfortunate shade of red. I had been trying to imitate Christine's seductive body roll, and I obviously made for a comical sight. He held me in his dark stare, and the air seemed to become denser, weighing down on me and keeping me immobile. I became very aware of the shadow of my cleavage revealed by my roommate's skimpy top. I never should have let Christine talk me into wearing the thing. I wasn't used to male attention, and I decided in that moment that I most certainly didn't like it, especially not when the male studying me seemed to find me amusing rather than alluring. I resisted the urge to tug up the top in a self-conscious effort to cover myself. This whole night had been a mistake. I didn't belong here, bumping against the sweat-slicked bodies of intoxicated clubgoers. This wasn't me. A point that was driven home all too harshly by the man's dancing black eyes. Somehow, I managed to gasp in a breath of musky air and tear my gaze from his. With an irritated jerk of my limbs, I turned my body away from him and fled from the dance floor. The press of people that closed behind me did little to ease the sensation of his eyes on me, even though I knew they blocked me from his view.
"Alicia, wait up!"
Christine shouted to be heard over the pulsing music. More than a few men's hands grazed her waist and hips as she struggled through the writhing bodies to keep up with my hasty retreat. She didn't seem to mind their touches. When she caught up to me, she leaned an elbow on the bar, catching her breath. She pushed sweat-dampened brown hair away from her bottle-green eyes so she could study me.
"What's up? Did some creep grab your ass or something?"
Her eyes narrowed.
"Point me at him. That's so not cool."
My friend was quick to anger when tipsy, and now her ire was up, her protective side kicking in. I placed a hand on her forearm, calling her attention to me before she stormed back onto the dance floor to search for the non-existent perpetrator.
"No, Christine, that's not a good idea."
We had only been in St. Petersburg for a few days. We barely knew the language, and we most definitely weren't familiar with the culture. I had no idea how people would react if a couple of drunk Americans started harassing them. Well, one of us was halfway to being drunk. As usual, I was stone sober. Christine didn't relent.
"Men think they can get away with touching women without their permission. I don't care if we're in Russia or a dive bar in South Carolina. It's not okay."
I didn't point out that she didn't get fired up when she was the one being groped.
"No one grabbed my ass," I assured her. "I'm just not as good at dancing as you are. This place really isn't my scene."
She rolled her eyes.
"What is your scene? And don't you dare say youth life or some other church group. Come on, Alicia. The whole reason we're in St. Petersburg is to have an adventure. Broaden our horizons."
"This is a bit broader than I expected," I countered. The church group comment stung a bit.
"That's a good thing," she said firmly. "Now, let's have a shot and get back on the floor. You're perfectly fine at dancing. You just need to loosen up a little and get those hips swaying."
"You know I don't really drink." Annoyance was setting in. I didn't appreciate being bullied. A glass of wine or two at dinner was fine, but getting hammered at a nightclub wasn't something I did. I don't like having my judgment impaired, especially since we're in unfamiliar territory. She shot me a playful smile.
"You could do with some poor decision-making. And don't worry about where we are. I've got your back. We're perfectly safe here."
She propped up on the bar, pressing her cleavage together while she batted her lashes at the bartender.
"I'm getting you a shot," she informed me.
I shook my head.
"You can get it, but I'm not taking it. You know I don't like shots."
"What do you like, Mishka?"
The deep, heavily accented voice was so close I could practically feel it rumble across my skin.